The new movie Vice may be about crime or not. Its director, Adam McKay, mostly does comedy. For KUNC film critic Howie Mofshevitz, who also teaches film and television at CU Denver, Vice may be a comedy or not.
Adam McKay, the writer and director of Vice, has collaborated with Will Ferrell on Anchorman, Talladega Nights, and The Other Guys. So you figure that he's got a fair amount of funny cynicism in him. But maybe not so much cynicism as McKay shows in Vice, a story about the former vice president to George W. Bush, Dick Cheney. McKay also has a goodly amount of contempt in him, for a man he clearly finds quite contemptible, with one very deeply felt exception. Vice opens on Cheney, Christian Bale, as a young man drinking and carousing his way to an early exit from Yale. He's a slob and a wastrel and a cruel young man, until his wife Lynn, Amy Adams, lays into her hungover husband one morning and tells him bluntly that she is not about to become a mom with 10 kids living in a trailer with a no-account husband. And from there, Dick Cheney begins his rise to power in America. He starts with no apparent political ideas or ideology, but because he likes Donald Rumsfeld's callous scorn, he decides to become a Republican, which leads to Congress and his tenure as Secretary of Defense, and then to the office of the Vice President. The movie uses Cheney's recurring heart troubles and his heart transplant to underline its picture of a heartless man. Adam McKay's made a sarcastic movie with plenty of nerve, and he doesn't alert you to his departures from literal actuality. A bedroom conversation between the Cheneys sounds out of whack until you realize that they've imperceptibly eased into a scene from Macbeth about how to grab power. The Cheneys are just as nasty as the Macbeths, but Dick Cheney gave up early on the idea of becoming king or president of the United States. Instead, he went for power less noticed. Cheney likes to fly fish. The Secret Service code name for him was Angler, and Adam McKay expands the meaning of Angler from someone fishing to someone always angling for something. George W. Bush, Sam Rockwell, wants to talk to Cheney about becoming his running mate, but Cheney plays cagey and elusive. As they talk, Cheney the fisherman skips a fly across the water. He's leading Bush along. The fly looks enticing. It floats. Cheney evades. Bush takes the bait. He grants Cheney power over international affairs and more, and Bush leans over the table, a fly hooked to his mouth. This George Bush is a buffoon, and Cheney just leads him on while Bush never figures it out. As the tricky narrator of Vice says, when 9/11 came, others saw it as a tragedy, but Cheney saw opportunity. The result for America is a war in Iraq, the horrific torture program, and a giant step towards Cheney's goal of a unitary presidency, meaning unbridled presidential power. The Bush-Cheney duet comes off with two terrific performances from Christian Bale and Sam Rockwell. The two simply absorb themselves into their parts, Bush as an exuberant idiot and Cheney as an ultimate manipulator, observant and quiet until he sees his moment to strike. It's funny in its way, and also a devastating portrait of malevolence. But there is that spark of remarkable love and decency. Cheney's daughter marries gay and married to a woman. Cheney supports her, and he has never spoken against gay marriage, even though it's a major Republican issue. When the other daughter, Liz, rejects Mary and attacks gay marriage to win an election, the hurt in this devoted father's eyes is profound. But Vice does not go soft on Dick Cheney. It's a full-out attack on the man, his character, and his politics. I've watched the movie twice this week. The second time through, it seemed less raucous, less like it was having a good time with all this malice. The film seemed more consistently serious and angry, and the overall tone less lighthearted. Not glum, but not so joyfully disparaging. For KUNC, I'm Howie Mofshevitz.